Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Marion County has a new county attorney. Let's go in-depth with Jared Harmon. So, Jared, congratulations, Marion County Attorney. How does that feel?
Well, thank you, Dr. Bob. I appreciate that. It's a tremendous responsibility. And right now, with our office, we have a lot of work to do. And with an attorney leaving, we have one fewer attorney to do the work that needs to be done. So while it does feel good that the Board of Supervisors and the law enforcement have supported me in this position, it's kind of hard to focus on that right now with needing to focus on all the work that needs to be done in this transition phase.
Well, I've known you for years, but a lot of our listeners, you know, haven't had that opportunity. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and I attended Simpson College, where I played baseball poorly. I graduated Simpson in 2002 and went on to Creighton Law School and graduated there in 2005. And I took my first law job in Des Moines in the fall of 2005, where I was in private practice there for about 10 years before I came to the Marion County Attorney's Office in September of 2014, and I've been here since then. That's sort of my professional background. I have a wonderful wife and a beautiful three-year-old daughter. Those are my most important jobs in the world.
What are some of the challenges that the office faces?
Well, we have a lot of them. We have the challenges that have been going on for quite some time. We have a real issue with mental health in this state and a lack of resources for people who have mental health and substance abuse. And unfortunately, those issues kind of get funneled into the criminal justice system. And law enforcement and prosecutions are asked to deal with those issues in a system that isn't necessarily designed to deal with those things. A considerable percentage of the people that we see in criminal court suffer from one or both of those issues. And so that's definitely one of the most pressing issues that we have. We also have the issue, you may think that a prosecution or a prosecutor wouldn't like having a really good defense attorney on the other side, but we've got, the state has a challenge right now with finding contract public defenders to come and represent people in our court system, and that causes a real problem. So those are two things that we've definitely have issues with. The increase in drug abuse is always one of the biggest problems we have. Overdoses with fentanyl coming into our community is something that we are paying particular attention to because of the danger that it poses to our community. So those are some of the things that are most pressing in our world right now.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Jared Harmon. So mental health has been a problem for a while. Hopefully the legislature is doing something about it. I don't see that they are. The problem with having defense attorneys, if it's a problem here, it's even worse in other counties that are more rural, I presume.
Absolutely. This is a statewide problem, but the further that you get away from major population centers, the problem increases. You know, most of the attorneys that we have commute from Des Moines. We are blessed with a couple of local attorneys that I don't know what we would do without. But yes, and even the border states suffer from this, or border counties suffer from this even more. I know that Scott County and Davenport, I believe, is completely void of any contract attorneys. Last I knew that the State Public Defender's Office was having to send some of their staff attorneys from Des Moines to cover court service days in Scott County. So, and that being, of course, because it's my understanding that Illinois' Public Defender's Office pays more of an hourly rate than Iowa does. And I know there's a real thrust right now from the Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court and the State Public Defender to try to resolve this problem. But the number of contract attorneys is dwindling, and it's really causing a problem with the administration of processing court cases through in a timely manner at a local level.
The drug problem, we've had drug problems forever. It seems that we're, I guess the substance changes, but there's always a problem. Is that just sort of inevitable with humanity, or do you have any thoughts on that? Who tends to get in trouble with drugs? Is it everybody or what?
Well, addiction knows no socioeconomic class, obviously, but a lot of the people that we see being charged with drug offenses, possession offenses, do tend to be from lower economic class. But I think that this goes back to the issue we talked about earlier with mental health, and that is that if people were addressing their mental health issues on a regular basis, they wouldn't be turning to drugs like methamphetamine. And so those are the types of people that we see most, are those suffering from mental health issues that are treating those those issues with illegal substances like methamphetamine or heroin or fentanyl.
So they actually say that? They say, this helps me, you know, be a better person, or it helps calm me down, or?
I don't know that I've heard it put just like that. However, it would be hard not to come to that conclusion based upon what we see. You know, it's my understanding that a lot of mental illnesses like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, people tend to not like to take those medications. They don't like the way that it makes them feel. And so I think that they sometimes turn to those other substances to help make them feel better, and it does nothing but make the problem worse exponentially.
Well, and maybe some of us that are more well off in the community, we have different drugs of choice or better able to hide it or something.
mean, that may be. Unfortunately, we don't, we have a limited data set because I only see the people that come before, you know, the court and that, you know, have interactions with law enforcement. So.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Jared Harmon. So, do you have a basic legal philosophy?
I am a practical thinker, and I think that that has found its way into my legal philosophy, is that I tend to think about things in a straightforward way, and I am interested in solving problems, not necessarily creating them. I trust law enforcement. I trust the assistants that we have here at the office. We have some wonderful attorneys. And I trust their judgment. And I think that, you know, we're not always going to, you know, we get faced with a lot of decisions that have competing interests. And it's my philosophy to think of things in a straightforward manner and a practical way that we can solve problems that help protect the community while also trying to keep in mind that, you know, we have limited resources as well.
And so do you have a leadership philosophy? You've got quite a talented team here. How do you wrangle them, or do they do it themselves? And I know you're just getting started. But.
You know, I've had leadership roles in my life before in different instances, but I think if you asked anybody that works here, I trust the judgment of the people that work here. My philosophy is not to micromanage what people do around here. Obviously, I am making sure that I'm aware of what's going on, but I view this office as a team, and I am part of that team. I am the county attorney by designation, but I very much view this office as a team, and if we're working well as a team, then the community is going to be served well by that team working well together.
And micromanagement only builds resentment, I think, right?
It's, in my experience, it does. It does. If you don't trust your employees' judgment to go upstairs into a courtroom and argue in front of a jury, if I can't trust their judgment on a charging decision, then, you know, something's gone terribly wrong. So I do. I trust their judgment, and they do a great job of proving me right.
Now, I had the opportunity to be in the courtroom with you when you were working. You've got a calm demeanor. You're analytical. You sort of just approach things matter-of-factly. And, I mean, is there a philosophy of courtroom management that you have?
You know, when I first graduated law school, you try to find your way, and I've tried different philosophies, and the thing that I've always come back to is you have to be yourself first and foremost. And once you decide that you aren't going to try to be somebody else or try to present as somebody else, then the rest sort of falls in place. And that's what I've really tried to do is, you know, my father drove a semi for most all of his life, and he was a really hardworking guy. And I just sort of learned from him that, you know, if you work hard and you try to do the right thing, then everything else is going to fall into place. And so, right, wrong, or indifferent, I am myself, and try to be myself no matter if it's sitting here with you or in a courtroom. Or with the office as a whole, if you are yourself, then things tend to be to work better.
What's a good day for you? Share a good day. I don't need specifics. I don't need cases. I don't need names. Just share a good day, a day that you go home feeling like you made the world a better place. Share one.
Our office last week finished presenting evidence in a felony trial, and I got to see all of the hard work that the assistants here, Joy Messer and Ross Gibson, and our staff put in the years, weeks, and months leading up to that trial, the stress and the working on weekends, and I got to see all of that come to a culmination of evidence presented at trial in a professional manner, and to see those two be able to finish that trial and have a sense of knowing that they did their job, that's a good day for me. And that's, you know, the staff-wide, seeing all the work that goes into something and, you know, seeing that all get put together and come about in a way that, you know, the residents of Marion County can be proud of, that's a pretty good day for me.
Thanks to Jared Harmon for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.